W8FU. Good morning. Yeah, I think so. But it's still early. That is true. There's a lot of day left to be had. I need to go find a car wash here. I heard you talking about Jack's. Where's that one? That's down by you, right? They seem to be taking over everything. They're all over the place. On your route, there's one, I think, at Shaner and Hall, but it's north on Shaner just a little bit. Pretty sure it's Shaner. Used to be a Clearview, and Jack's just bought Clearview. Then there's one all the way down by Grosbeck and Hall. That's right on Grosbeck. But that's past you, obviously. Ever since I moved, that's been my struggle. There's plenty around, but none of them are on the main path in. I always got a detour. Yeah, I don't think there's one up and down Van Dyke. I could be wrong on that. And a long haul, I think the first one you're going to find is that 59 and Shaner one. Boy, a lot of skunks today. This is the second one I drove through the cloud. There's one at the house. Couldn't let the dog out this morning. And I just drove through another one by the river. Skunky weather. It's funny you say that, because I've driven through two as well. One of them might have been weed. One of them was probably weed, but I left my house this morning. I was like, man, it smells skunky out here. I'm going to go to the one, well, first of all, the Jack's, I forgot about the one over at Grosbeck. That's actually not too bad for me to sneak out on lunch or just show up a little bit late to the office after I get my truck cleaned. But are you doing the bundle thing, or did you do, like, a subscription? I am currently on subscription with them. It's $24.99 a month, and, unlimited washes. You got to get 3-4 washes in to pay off, but that's pretty easy to do. I'm probably going to switch to the package guy that sells the 10 washes for $40. Because I can use those on any car, and I can use those anytime. I can use 10 in a month, I could use 1 in a month, and it doesn't matter, you know. So I may go to him as the weather gets a little better, but this mucky, you know, spring dirt road, probably just stay with this subscription because I'll be going every day. I'll be going once a week at minimum. Yeah, that's palatable, especially I'd probably go at least twice a week. I every time I go to a touchless, it's $14. Like, and the truck's not even clean. So at least if I'm paying $25 a month and it's unlimited, if it's not clean, I can just go back the next day and get it cleaner. Yeah, they'll let you go twice a day. Although if you have a step up plan, I think you only get the basic second time in any given day. Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that. I think the Jack's by me is probably the one that makes the most sense. And if what you're saying is accurate and they're popping up everywhere, that's probably the way to go. Yeah, I think they're trying to corner the market, man. They're buying up everybody. They're building new ones. They just built a new one by me at 12 Stevenson. And the one that was at 13 and Mound, they bought, converted. The two that the county goes to, 23 Mile and Gratiot, and the one there at Shaner, those were both Clearview. Those have now been bought out by Jack's, so they're now Jack's. And so they're pretty hopping. I know there's one in Rochester, up about now. I'm not good with the mile roads when they start giving them funky names that change. But just shy of downtown Rochester proper, there's one, there's a Jack's there. Yeah, I know where that one is, off of Rochester Road on the west side. That's like the original Jack, at least to my brain. That's the first one I ever saw. And would you believe it, I just drove through another spot of skunk. Yeah, there must be something about this weather that, you know, makes them, gets them on the move. I don't know if because it's significantly colder than yesterday at this time. They feel that it's going into a cold snap and they're fussing around. I don't know. I don't know what makes some days worse than others, but yeah, when I open the door to let the dog out and I get that waft, I say, okay, you're not going out right now. Wait for sun up. They've never been hit when the sun's up, but boy, you let them out in that early morning twilight, they've gotten hit a couple of times. That's always my concern. I open the door in the morning and I'm like, nope. I text my wife. I say, keep Jaeger inside till the sun comes up because you'll be cleaning skunk while I'm at work. The old house, I trapped two. That was more than just that. And one of them, after I trapped him, he sprayed and stained my concrete. So every time it rained, it smelled like skunk. It was absolutely disgusting. So I do anything I can to avoid having to deal with it. Yeah, you ain't kidding. That's a odor that just permeates. I remember my dog got, you know, the little guy got hit, and of course, you know, I immediately took him in and right to the tub and scrubbed him down, and I had some stuff under the counter that was specifically for that, in addition to the usual suspects, the Dawn dish detergent and stuff, and I gave him one, and then I realized that I came home and I said, man, he still stinks. And I took him and gave him another one. And I was catching whiffs of that for, it seems like for a month. You know, I have him and all of a sudden I catch just a little whiff of it off of him. Like, man. It's actually fascinating that something can make something that disgusting. I don't mind the smell. Like, if I'm driving through it, right, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. But when the one I trapped after he was dispatched, when I walked up to that cage to get, you know, get rid of him, I couldn't breathe. It's like someone hit me in the chest with a sledgehammer. So it's when it's that close, man, I feel so bad for those dogs. Yeah, I don't know if it affects us worse than it does them, but, yeah, you're right. It's got to be terrible, but, yeah, it's the same thing. It's, you know, if I catch a whiff of it, it's like, eh, okay, skunk, right? And, you know, it's not a great smell, but it's not, it reminds me a lot of, you know, skunky weed, right? But, boy, you're right in it. Holy cow, it's like you said, it just sucks the air out of the room and you can't breathe and it's nasty. So, well. Hey, on another note, switching from the odoriferous disgusting to savory, I heard you've tried some of these meal plans, and Dave says that you've got a little experience. So I'm just wondering which one you tried and what your thoughts were on it. What was your, why were you using it? What was your goal and did it reach it? Et cetera, et cetera.
I did. I'm about to get back on it, too. I did Factor, and I was doing the 8 meals a week, and it was like $106 delivered. And I eat out every day at work, so simple math, it saved me a ton of money. The 6 weeks I was on it, I lost 15 pounds. And the only reason I really stopped was we rolled into the holidays, so then I wasn't full weeks at work, so then I had a bunch of extra meals because I wasn't planning accordingly. And the long and short of it is I got sick of eating pretty much the same thing. So their menu is phenomenal. Like, the food's good, the menu's good, but it seems like because I was doing I was doing Chef's Choice, so it seems like 95% of the meals are a chicken and a green bean. So I kind of just got sick of it, but now I've been eating out again, and, you know, pants are a little snug again, so I'm going to get back on it because it's just easy and it's cheap. I was thinking about it for the same reason, one, to, manage portion control, because they tend to come in manageable portions, especially, and then I can get one that's carb conscious, you know, because I got type 2 diabetes. But yeah, cost more than anything, because I know it sounds like a lot. You know, my wife is like, oh my God, $100 a week, you know, but you know what I spend eating out every day? Yeah, you know, I spend more than that, so I'm going to investigate it. I don't know if I'd do 8. You were doing it for, I'm guessing, 8 meals would be, how did they break that up? Just 4 lunches, 4 dinners, or 5 lunches, 3 dinners? How did they bust that up? Or does it really even matter? The lunches are the same as the dinners. So it was 8 meals of, you know, you pick your meal. So you can get duplicates of a meal, or, you know, you can just have them pick your meals for you. But my reasoning was 5 lunches, 3 dinners, because my wife's a nurse, so she works 3 days a week. So all I had to worry about was feeding the kids. I didn't have to worry about feeding me, and it's a lot easier to make something quick for the kids than it is for me to cook something I want to eat. So that was my logic. All right, anybody heading westbound on 16 Mile Road, there's something going on at Shaner that's got it backed up, like, I don't even know how far this goes, but I've been driving now. I'm passing Freedom Hill, and it's still bumper to bumper, so it's something going on westbound. 2 patrol cars at Shaner lit, blocking everything off. Anywho, so I don't know if anybody's traveling westbound on 16 Mile Road right now listening, but that's my good deed for the day. All right, yeah, so I think I do less. I don't really want to do it that often, but I figure if I could, do something smaller and, do maybe... I don't know what days I'll do it and what days I won't. You know, some days I just won't feel like it, and I want to leave some spaces open to, I don't feel like doing that today, or the guys want to do this. Like, today's Wednesday, so we'll go to Olga's, because on Wednesdays, Olga's has this, you get this big bowl of soup with the, pita strips that they have that are so good, snackers, I think they call them, and a side salad, like $5. It's a great deal. So we're going to go do that today. But I wouldn't want one for today. Those are not frozen, right? Those are refrigerated, and that's why, you get them weekly. First, am I coming in? Okay, I'm in the car wash. Uh-huh. So, yeah, my meals were delivered every Monday. They come in, like, it's owned by HelloFresh. So if you've ever done HelloFresh, it comes in basically the same box. And they're just labeled pre-made meals. You throw them in the microwave for 2 minutes and you eat them. You pick your meals every week, and then they'll give you, there's always deals and whatnot. You can send free meals and stuff. But there was free add-ons and free snacks every now and then. So it's not a bad deal. And I think that was my problem, too, is I was eating 8 meals a week, right? So I was burning myself out. I was eating green beans like 5 out of 8 meals, and I just got sick of eating it. So I'm going to jump back on it and definitely try out different menus too. They have a gourmet option, or there's gourmet options every week for an upcharge. So if you're like, that sounds phenomenal, it's like an extra $3 or $4 and you can get that. So quality of food was good. I had 0 complaints. And the $1,000 question is, was it enough with the
with the side note that that's half my problem is I don't know what enough is. And my stomach shows that. So, but having said that, was it enough? One sec, rolling out of the dryer. All right, yeah, when you get out, no big deal. I'll be in a few. All right, NADBF. Yeah, so initially, like when I first opened it, I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, it looks like a little chicken cutlet for some of the, like if I got like a chicken parmesan or whatever. But honestly, it's hearty food. So you eat it and you're pretty content. Like you're not going to be starving after. It's going to take a week or two to get used to the portions. But I would eat that and yogurt, I'd be fine. Yeah, well, half my problem is portion control, you know, understanding what normal is. Because restaurants will give you twice as much as you're supposed to eat. I mean, it's just a given, you know. My mind says always finish it, you know. And when I was really successful with my diet, I was down to like 145, which was nuts. And I needed to get up to, you know, like 155, 160. That's kind of my optimum. And I was there just a little bit ago, a couple of years ago. And I've fallen off the wagon completely. But I found one of the things is, you know, eat until you're content. And I had to learn that. I really did, because I would always eat beyond that, you know, and then, you know, the body just like, yeah, okay, I'll store it. I don't care. And, you know, so you're able to eat a lot more than, you know, than what makes you content. And I found that when I've changed my mind to, you know, figuring out what it takes to be content, and then once I figured it out, once I kind of got to the point where I knew that, man, it was easy peasy. I was eating, you know, pretty much anything I wanted, but the right amount. And that, for me, has always been the biggest struggle. It's not the cakes and the sweets and the stuff that's, you know, high calorie, low, you know, low fuel. It was always just portion control for me.
Yep, I'm in the same boat. That's another reason I liked it. Like I said, when you get it, you're going to be like, what the heck? And then, you know, it's not like Jolla Express, right, where you got three meals out of that. You're gonna eat every single bite of food in it, but you'll be content.
All right, yeah, I'm going to probably give it a try. You know, I've been pondering it and looking around, poking around. Dave gave me a couple of ideas last night. I forget which ones they were, but there were two of them in particular that he pointed out. And I was one was something chef, hello chef, or happy chef, or hock to chef, I don't know. And then the other one was something that started with an F.
So Dave is on Factor. What did that guy hit? Dave is using Factor, which is what I did. And Dave can actually send you a free box, I believe. So have him do that. I like it. And then there's Blue Apron. And then I can't remember what the other one is. But I'm probably going to jump back on Factor just because there's always discounts. I know what it is. And the food was good. Like, I'm not going to lie, some of the meals I ate, I'm like, holy crap, this is, like, actually good, like, restaurant quality good. And then some I ate, I'm like, eh.
Yep, I imagine that's the same for anything, right? So, yeah, I'm going to probably give it a whirl. I got to find the plan that matches. I don't want to commit to, you know, like, every day, so I got to get a plan that, you know, gives me enough to scatter it throughout my week and not overdo it. And then, you know, and if I really like it, I can go up. You know, I can go up to more days. You know, if I don't, you know, it's only, you know, then I'll cancel if I don't like it. But, yeah, so I know, I think they got a plan as low as four I could deal with, four meals a week. I'm easily could deal with that, but the price goes up, of course. You know, the per meal price goes up when you get a really short number like that.
That's what I was going to say. It's either 3 or 4 is the lowest, but it's you can freeze them, I think. Bay said he freezes them, but I don't know. I mean, it's kind of the appeal to it, right, is it's never frozen. So, yeah, you can start with 3 or 4 and then go from there. But like you said, I think I want to say the 4-meal plan is like $70 or $80, and then like the 8-meal is like $110. So shop around. Like I said, Dave's got a free box, I'm pretty sure. I think you get 5 of them when you sign up, so he should be able to send you one. If not, when I sign back up, I think I'm going to sign up this week. When I sign back up, I'll send you one to try.
Yep. Yeah, Dave did mention that. Something, or like a certain amount or something like that for a first box or something. So, cool. I think I'll look into that later today. All right, I'm just pulling into the Starbucks here. I'm going to place my order. I'm the next car up, so I'm going to set this thing down for a couple of minutes until I get back out for my final 2 minutes of drive. All right, I'm next. W8FU.
10-8 DBF.
Man, they were fast today. Chop, chop.
I like it. In and out. Just for the record, that car wash I just got was $17 frickin' dollars.
Chewy, where was that?
I think it's called Ace. It's on the north side of 59, just west of 53.
So is that special for your vehicle, or, you know, is that, because that's the other thing, too, that $24.99 I pay at Jack's, I don't know if, you know, that's raised for, you know, for big trucks or anything like that. I have no idea.
No, their tiers were, I think it was 8 for the basic, 14 or 12 for the mid-range, and then 17 for their best wash, so... Kind of ridiculous, if you ask me.
Yeah, I never go for the upcharge washes. I always just go for the regular one. It seems to do what I want.
88RUH.
Good morning, Anthony.
Dakota getting a car wash right now? Nope, just back to my parking spot. We were talking about how the a la carte washes are a bit outrageous these days. Gotcha. I don't wash my car enough. I should probably do that today. Well, it's supposed to rain this afternoon, I think, but maybe tomorrow. We'll see what happens. My car is awfully dirty.
See, that's where the subscription comes into play, because you don't care. I've gone and got my... I've went through the car wash just to get the snow off my car. And, you know, it's like, who cares? You know, you can go twice a day, actually. So it costs me $24.99 a month, but I can go as much as I want. And in the sloppy weather, and Dakota and I have dirt roads to deal with, you know, you can go through as much as you want, really. But I'll tell you, when it gets a little less mucky, like midsummer through the holidays, I'll switch over. There's a guy just north. He's between 13 and 14 on the Quinner. You probably go by him every day, Anthony, and he'll sell you 10 car washes for $40, $4 a wash, and you get coupons. From them, and you can take any car you want through it, and you can use them all in a month, or you can use them over the course of a year. It doesn't matter. So that's nice for the person that wants to get a good deal and doesn't necessarily want, you know, to get locked in. Because the problem with Jack's is $24.99 a month, you've got to use it enough to justify it, and you can't use use it on any other vehicle. So that guy with the little package of coupons right there at 13.5, if it's convenient for you, that guy is pretty good. I've still got a lot of his coupons here, but I'll be canceling the jacks probably when the weather gets a little bit nicer and switch over to him. But anywho, it's there it is, the car wash dilemma.
Yeah, I should find a place on my side of town that does like a coupon book or something like that, because I would like to wash my car more than I do, but I just don't make the time for it. I don't need to have unlimited washes. It just wouldn't, I just don't think I would use it enough, but yeah, it'd be nice to have a clean car a little more often than I do.
Yep, that's where I'm at. I would like to not have a dirty truck, but it's rather inconvenient to go find a wash or go out of my way. But what was that, Sean? 3 minutes? I guess it's not that big of a deal. All right, gents, I'm going to jump out of here and get inside. Maybe I'll catch you on my way out of here. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you later. NACBS. Okay, Dakota, we'll catch you on the drive home, I guess.
Have a good one, Dakota.
And I am just eyeballing my parking spot as we speak. Just going to make the loop around here and settle in, and I'll be here. But, the other topic this morning was meal plans, like Hello Chef or whatever the heck it is, and Factor and stuff like that. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger and doing that. I know Dave and Dakota have some experience with it, so I've been picking their brain about it. You ever did any of that?
No, I have not, but we've talked about it and just never pulled the trigger on it. Yeah, I think I have some friends that have done that. I think it's HelloFresh, and I know there's other ones, but I would imagine it makes life pretty easy.
All right, let me switch over to the Mount Clemens. Yeah, I was looking at doing it to save costs and... Hold on a second here. Turn that down. Turn that off. Yeah, I was looking at doing it to save costs, manage my intake, you know, portion control and all that. And they've got some plans that are specific for people with, that want to watch their carbs. They've got keto and... carb conscious and all this stuff, so good for somebody with, battling with type 2. So that's why I've been thinking about it. Still haven't pulled the trigger, though.
Yeah, I would imagine for the scenario that you just described, having something that comes to you controlled like that would be pretty good. It wouldn't leave a lot to question. You'd be able to control the type 2 very well.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give it a whirl. We'll see. They say they like them. They're good. So, won't be bad. All right, let me get inside here, Anthony, and figure out what's going on, and maybe I'll jump back in here in a few. After yours, WAFU.
All right, Sean, if I don't hear from you because you get busy with work, no problem. I'll catch up with you later. KE8RUH. I will be in the car for a while. I left a little late this morning, so I'll catch up with you this afternoon or in a few minutes. Have a good day.
WACAP.
KE8TFM. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Are you out potting or are you out running some work errands? No, I'm taking Colton to school and then I'm going to go drive across town again. Gotta head back out to go take some scope plots of an issue. Ah, very good. Where are you right now?
24 in Chainer.
Yeah. So you tried a new POTA park yesterday? Proud Lake or something? Or did I read that wrong?
No, it was Proud Lake. I had to do a pickup of some parts, and I wasn't far from there. So when I see that that's the case, I'll generally take the radio with me. Because I had to drop off Davian at hockey, and he was there for 3 hours. So I picked up the parts, went to the parks real quick, and then went back to go pick them up. So. But I'm running out of parks that are close by. So I've just about got everything that's within a reasonable drive here.
How far is that from Novi, Proud Lake? Is that pretty close to Novi?
Yeah, it's not far. It's you get off on 96 on the Wixom Road exit, and then you basically go north, you know, let's call it 10 minutes.
Yeah, when I used to go out to Wixom, I'd get off at Wixom exit. I remember seeing signs or something. I think one of our company picnics was at Proud Lake years ago. But yeah, it's a pretty big park, isn't it? Like Stoney?
Yeah, it's pretty big. They got camping in that there too. So, I mean, it's actually, I might even do that. Like when the boys want to go camping just real quick for a weekend or something, just go ahead right up over there. I mean, it's not a far drive, and it feels like you're in the woods. So. All right, well, I'll be back in about 5 minutes. I'm going to go run Colton in here, and yeah, if you're still out here, I'll chat with you in a few. KE8, TFM.
Yeah, I'll still be here. WADAP.
KE8, TFM.
WADAP. I was just thinking, I don't know if you know, but they have camping now at Stoney Creek as well. Started a few years ago, I guess.
Yeah, Stoney's been on our list to go to as well. Still haven't made it there. Something keeps coming up. Yeah, we want to do that one of these days too, is go set camp up there. But I think that's been there forever. Maybe they had it closed for some period of time. But we had it on the list, just couldn't get out there.
So a lot of camping in St. Helens, any type of camping you want. So, and there's the POTA Park right there. Well, it's in the woods, but probably get to it with your truck.
Yeah, it looks like I won't head up north this weekend because of some weird technicality in the rule. Davian's hockey team came in third, so they're in the playoffs. They got a spot in the playoffs for the season, so we got to play Friday. If they win, we play Saturday. If they win, we play Sunday. So yeah, what I thought was no hockey is a weekend of hockey. If they do well.
Yep, I'm probably not going this weekend coming up either. Definitely going up the following weekend, though. Maybe that'll work out.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like for me as well. Because that weekend definitely is open. But, well, let's see. some breakfast, but I'm like sick of the same old, same old. And I gotta find a new place to get something to eat.
Well, the Savory Grill at M59 in Van Dyke, just north of 59. Other than that, I don't know too many places for breakfast out that way.
Yeah, I might stop at a place in Tego Harbor, just outside of Tego Harbor. There's a little breakfast shop just as Orchard Lake Road turns to the south. There's one there. I might try that one. I keep driving past it, so maybe today will be the day. I'll go there.
And these people driving are killing me. And it's going 5 or 10 under the speed limit, and you pass them up, get in the next lane, and they go under, and it's like Office Space. Anywho. Yep, I've been craving some pancakes lately. Haven't had those in a while, probably 6 months.
On 23 Mile, just east of Shaner, S&J Cafe, that's where you get the, that's where you get good pancakes. I like the banana coconut pancakes. I think that's what they are. Yeah. If you want good pancakes, you go there. I think it's more dessert, but they're good.
I don't know what I'm having for lunch. It depends. They have a big tour coming in, and I might be going out to lunch with the group, so I don't know.
So what's been the best HF antenna on the 860 so far? I think the donut is better than the Watson.
Yeah, I picked up a couple of rubber ducks that go down to 25 megahertz, and those work great. Those work about the same or maybe slightly better on a donut, depending on the frequency. They're 2 for $15. I got 2 of them. I think Dave still wants one of them, but yeah, I'll send you the link if you want. Either that or just my long wire. I got several different SMA to BNC adapters, different styles, and then I just run the long wire on it. That seems to be about the best for the lower shortwave.
Yeah, if when I get a chance, what I wanted to try, I bought on Amazon. It's a small circuit board, 9-to-1 Unun. So I picked that up, and I want to see how that works with the, it's like a random wire configuration. It was like, yeah, I think $5 or $10, something like that. But yeah, it has like an SMT Unun on it, and a spring post terminal block, so you can connect the wire or the counterpoise really easy to it.
Yep. Well, let me know how it works. Hey, I'm at work here. Talk to you later. WAEAB.
All right. Take it easy. KE8, TFM.
N-A-K-K-P-P. Mobile, taking the dog to the vet.
WFSM Mobile, Holly Village.
Hello, Holly Village. How's it going? New Baltimore here.
It's going.
Anything exciting happening up there? A little cooler down here than I thought. 27 degrees. So, pay attention. No less of school buses in my neighborhood, and I don't want to run any of these blinking red lights.
Yeah, I think it was 27 up here, too. That's what it says. No, it says 28 now on the truck, but... I've been through four school... But stopped by four school buses already, though. Oh.
Yeah, me too. Two of them, actually. Not four. Two. Me too. Me with two, I guess, is the right way to word that, so... Other than that, Peter's been fairly busy this morning, I had heard, so that's a good thing. That makes everybody happy.
Well, I forgot to turn the radio on when I turned the truck on. I only turned it on when I got down to Holly. So, picking up my dad and then headed to Marshall.
Well, that sounds like a noble thing to do. So, yeah, I've got to get my, the trip wire hooked up. You know what I'm talking about, the one that turns the radio off when you turn the ignition on and off. I got to get that wire hooked up. This is becoming kind of a pain. I actually had to buy one of those little jump packs because I've done it so much that I've left the radio on more than a couple, 3 days. And cause I got two vehicles. I got a work vehicle and I got a personal vehicle, and the one vehicle will sit for a couple, 3 days while I drive the other one, and then I'll say, oh, maybe I'll drive this one today. And I go to get into it, and the battery's dead. So, because I can't remember to shut the damn things off, so it's something I have to do. So, I'm going to, next project is, two projects, put an NMO mount on permanently, which the truck is 2001. I think I could probably do that. And then the other thing is, get the ignition wire hooked up so the radio goes off.
So that's what I've got on mine is the timer box that when the ignition's off, it'll, or, you know, voltage below an X set point, it starts a 15-minute timer and then kills the big relay. And then when you kick the power back on, it, or turn the truck on, it'll... The relay energizes the loads for the radios and the trackers and LTE and all that. But I forgot to grab the ignition sense wire trigger for the radio. I got an adapter that goes in the back of the 5550, and I got to do that still.
That's the radio you use, XBR5550, that's what I got. I got too many of them, but I like them. The audio is absolutely fantastic. I love the DJ-Nuff mic that they make for it, and the audio quality is just over the top.
Okay, I get there. Yeah, I got a 5550 with the handheld remote head on it right now.
Worth it? I mean, I just, you know, I could do most anything with the microphone. I kind of figured that out. So, like, I hit, like, number, unless if I want to go to channel 5, I hit 5 and hit okay, and it takes me right to 5, and then I got the side button set for scan, and, you know, the purple button set for scan, and I kind of think that's all I really need to do, unless you've got your setup where you want to program it, you know, because they do have all that firmware out that you can do that, you know.
Well, just because everything's in the hand here for right now, it's what works. Then I'm not mounting a head.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I got my, I got a pickup truck here, and I got a little stand, and it sits inside the console and the stand. It works pretty good, and it's captured in there pretty good. I just keep the thing closed where you keep your coffee cups, and so if something happens, or somebody hits me or something like that, the radio isn't coming out. So, you know, I don't think anybody wants to get hit in the side of the head with an XPR.
Well, it works. The drawer's under the seat, and I've got the handheld head right here, so comes up through and sits in the center console. It works pretty decent.
I'm very good.
Yeah, I'll have to look into those. You're not the first person I heard that has got that. So do you do much DMR stuff too, or do you just use it as only an analog radio? NAKPP handles Lolly, by the way. November 8, Kilo Papa. Papa.
No, I got Connect Plus, Catapacity Plus systems in it, and so I use the DMR out of it a lot. But my dad's just walking out here to the truck, so I'm going to get him loaded up. Got the UFS in.
So you use those systems, so you must use it for other reasons too? I know the radio's type accepted, so we don't have to worry about letting any family secrets out here, but like from 430 to 470 or something like that.
Yep, do other things. This has the Connect Plus in it and stuff like that. Alright, I gotta load the ladder.
Very good. Chat later. NAKPP. Heading towards Chesterfield. Hey, take care.
I see you from WAPIJ echoing. There's someone trying to get in. This is WAPIJ.
HKPP. NAKPP.
W8RCY, you there?
WARCY is clear.
KRD.
Test 1-2.
NH KPP mobile.
You are a bad person. Good afternoon, WARCY.
I tried not to be. Did I offend somebody?
About 90 minutes ago, you hit your call sign here, and then you went over to the dark side and used your call sign over there, and Jack responded to you, and you ignored him. You went back somewhere.
Oh, that happens sometimes. The scan misses it. I always leave the scan on, so when I throw my call out to channels 1, 2, and 3, because I always go this one, 2.6. I always go to 5.1 digital, and sometimes I go to GMRS to say hi to Jack. And I leave the scan head on, and my guess is it missed it, or I missed it. I'm going to say I missed it, so I'll have to tell Jack I'm sorry.
I think the safe answer is he was too slow to respond. But, I guess he got, I got one of those butthurt tickets he can fill out and send it, you know, somewhere. So the powers to be, I guess his butt got hurt. Anyhow, I'll let you continue on whatever it is you're doing. Hope you're having a good day. And we're just chillaxing. It's Wednesday. I don't do anything on Wednesdays. W8RCY. Take care.
Terribly busy at work. Heading back to work. Stopped and visited Sean at his work for a little bit. Just a small talk. And what else? Well, that's it. And having all sorts of employee problems. This breed of employees nowadays, they think different. And I'm just having a tough time dealing with it. And it's, I guess listening to all my other people in similar businesses, it's kind of common. So I thought, okay, I don't think they're worth six digits and 6 weeks of vacation and 29 sick days and, you know, and all the other stuff. And so things are different nowadays. So I don't know what we're going to do about that, but I guess we're going to have to get that all fixed. And I guess I'll fill out an incident report for ignoring Jack, one of those ARRL incident reports, or NIMS report. What do you think? One of those.
The butthurt one I think is a more appropriate, but I'll send you a copy and you can decide. Again, have a great day. Hope things do go better for work. A lot of changes are happening this year and everything. So, all right, do take care. Hope the wifey is doing well, as, you know, with everything. And take care. W-A-R-C-Y.
Take care, Earthy wife. And a good tell you to be later here.
KEACW. KEACUW. Anyone out here today?
KE8 WPSI. Was that still I heard?
It is. Are you copying me? I'm testing something here. ADPS.
Yes, sir. Coming in real good. Maybe a tad quiet on the audio, but I don't think I had my volume knobs set properly yet. So, but sounds good, normal, all that.
All right, I'll try something else here. Hold on. Tell me if I make it when I try something else here.
Roger.
DR, do you copy?
Yeah, I didn't quite catch the beginning of it, but it might have been me. Go again.
I'm transmitting, Warren.
Okay, that was all kind of garbly noise. I heard I'm transmitting and then Warren. That's all I could make out. The rest of it was really, just kind of, I don't know, it's all jumbled up.
Okay. Yeah, like, I'm transmitting on, my size on the horn. Checking to see, the
okay, I got some of that, probably about half of it, but it was real weak. It just sounds like you're transmitting from the end of the line, the end of the rope, the farthest distance you can be from the repeater and still hit it, so that kind of thing.
Okay, back on the FBI here. Yeah, I was just, like I said, transmitting on 2.5 and getting into my repeater, which, seeing if the receipt is working okay. There's a problem on the transmit side I got to go look at probably tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I got you.
All right. So it tells me most likely the problem is not with the antenna or feed line, but most probably with the amplifier. So, fun stuff. So what are you out and doing? You doing your, I think you do all kinds of deliveries and stuff, right?
Yeah, I gave that up a year ago, January, so about 13 months now since I've done that. Just kind of taking it easy at home. Went to lunch with some buddies today and doing a little FT8 right now. I'm here in a couple of new countries that I don't have, but they don't seem to hear me, so... That's what I'm doing, and syncing up all my logbooks and fun stuff like that.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I played around a little FT8. I find it boring. But good for getting those countries you need. I got to figure, I might have to start getting serious about getting a DXCC or something. Just playing with it. Play around with that. But, yeah, a lot of books. I mean, it's just LOGW. Using a ham radio deluxe. What do you use?
Well, I'd like to say my main one is QRZ, and then LOTW would be a second. And both those two definitely, just because they're the ones that confirmations count. None of the other ones, well, I shouldn't say that. I believe ClubLog and or EQSL amongst themselves count, but they don't cross over. The QRZ and LOTW, they kind of cross over. So anyway, I do use ClubLog and EQSL. I at least send my contacts there. I don't do much else than that. And then I have a program called SDR Control for the Mac, and it has a logbook program which actually does a whiz-bang job of syncing everything, so that's what I use to keep them all up to date.
Yeah, I just use LTW, but QRZ also. Every so often I sync them, like you're probably doing. Get a download file from each one and send it to the other. It'd be nice if it did it automatically.
Yeah, it's not automatic, but I don't have to download a file and re-upload. If I do the main logging in QRZ, then there's a button right on there to send everything to LOTW, and then there's another button to receive everything from LOTW, and then you're done. So it's not too bad. But yeah, automatic would be better. And I kind of, it is for most of my contacts anyway, but I do the syncing, you know, once in a while just to make sure they're all kind of, they all have everything they're supposed to have. With the FT8, which I do most of, I use Grid Tracker. And that, every time I make a contact, it logs to 5 different logbooks automatically. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I guess that's what I meant. Yeah, I go to the QRZ thing and then just say info, upload the LTW. I guess that's what I meant by it. Yeah, I don't actually get the file, but then I go over to my Ham Radio Deluxe and retrieve the file, and it's got all the stuff that I uploaded, so that gets it from the LTW, which is updated by the QRZ. So, but like I said, it'd be nice if you could set up so that automatically every QRZ entry gets updated to LTW, and I don't think that's an option, at least at this time, but it would be nice, right?
Yeah, it sure would. I kind of have that going. Like I said, every FT8 contact I make, Grid Tracker uploads to all of my logbooks, except the SDR control one, which is weird, but that's another, I can download into that easily. Then, when I do voice contacts, I use SDR control's logbook, and that spits out the contact through Grid Tracker and logs it to all of them. So, I'm close. But there's no perfect solution, that's for sure.
Okay, I have downloaded Grid Tracker and I've fired it up a couple of times. I never really got into it, really understand it. I probably should learn what that's all about. So, be a project for when I got nothing better to do. It's pretty good. So you use a Mac for your main computer, I guess. I know there's probably a lot of stuff that doesn't work on a Mac, though. Do you run like a virtual machine or something, or does everything you have work with a Mac?
On a daily basis, everything I need works on the Mac. Your Ham Radio Deluxe, that package you have, a while back they said they were going to come out with a Mac version, but they haven't yet as far as I know. But that kind of brings everything into one place. The program I have called SDR Control is similar to that, so it's got all the tools and toys and everything. And then, being a Mac-based is not an issue. However, I do run a virtual machine, and I have an actual Windows 10 Dell computer here for things like the programming software for the different radios and the oddball things here and there that just aren't available on Mac. So occasionally I'll need to use those, but not very often.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good solution. HRD is working on totally rewriting all their stuff so it works with, doesn't depend on a specific database. And I think they've got a couple of the modules done. I keep getting updates that say they're getting closer. So supposedly once it's up, they will run on anything, Mac, Linux, whatever. So, it's supposed to be a lot more efficient and run faster, use less resources, so I'm figuring it should be coming out pretty soon, from what I've heard.
Now how much would you pay? But wait, there's more.
That's right.
Yeah, I hear a lot of good things about that package, and I've watched a few of their videos of the what's up and coming, and they said exactly what you said. But the last time I peeked at it was probably a year ago, and you know, they make it sound like it's right around the corner. And I've been waiting, waiting, waiting. When they finally get everything, all the modules done, all rentable on a Mac, I will entertain taking a real good solid look at it and maybe decide from there. So in the meantime, the Windows users are, you know, they're all good to go, so that's cool. This is KEDFI. I'm not sure who that other station was, but yeah, you're right. Hey, well, wait, there's more. Go ahead.
It is I, W8FU. So, yeah, I've got HRD, but I'm Windows-based, so no big deal. I'm still very much on the fence whether my next personal computer is going to be Mac or Windows. And actually, it wouldn't be my PC for the home is going to be, clearly is going to be Windows. But the question becomes whether my traveling companion is going to be another Mac, which I love mine so much, but it is a 2013, so it's very long in the tooth, no longer upgradable. I'm finding there's certain things that won't run on it now, so, and I can't upgrade it anymore. So it is time to either retire the whole Mac thing or up my ante. I thought about doing what you did, Greg. I thought about getting the last of the Intel-based ones, but there's a lot to be said about moving to the new M1, M2, M3 chip as well. So I just don't know. It's perplexing. I think as long as I'm working, I'm very much anchored to the Windows world. You know, and that causes me great pause, you know, when I want to do anything more than use Mac as an appliance. So I'll probably end up going that route. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what the conversation was originally about, but like I said, I got HRD and I'm a Windows guy, so not a big deal for me. So when you say they're going platform independent, are they going to go to you know, something web based or something, or you know, I'm guessing that's what they would have to do, right?
Not web based, but they're going to you know, a database system that works anywhere, not tied to Windows. Like, you know, I think they're using Access now, Microsoft Access. So they're going to go to a, what's it called? I'm drawing a blank here. It's universal. So it just depends on the kernel you're using. That would be interface, you know, the top layer will be identical no matter what platform you're on. So, not quite that knowledgeable about what goes on underneath, but that's what they're working on. Okay, Greg?
Yeah, that's all I know as well. Not web-based. They're moving off of Microsoft Access, which, you know, for its time was all right, but they kind of outgrew that. And they were just kept patching holes in it and whatnot. So whatever the new database they're using is much more robust and more efficient. And then I think they're just going to have, different programs for Linux, Mac, and Windows. They'll just, what's the term? I don't know. compile it for each. And then off they go. So, but the way they're writing it enables that to happen rather easily, as opposed to the really, really old stuff they got going now.
Well, I know even less about it, but I get it. Yeah. So they'll be separate applications written specifically for the OS. They'll all be able to operate. So I could have it on my Mac, I could have it on my Windows machine, I could have it on my Linux box, and you know, they'll all be able to operate the same database and keep each other in the loop and updated and all that stuff, so still have to have separate instances on each of those machines, but they'll all access the same data, which in the end, isn't that the real goal, you know, is to have it keep track of everything. I think that, well, I know it does a lot more than that, but that's a lot of it anyhow. I'll probably have to buy in all again if I'm going to do that. I bought mine, you know, several years ago and haven't paid for any annual or renewals or anything like that. So it still works perfectly fine for me. And but I probably won't be able to dodge that bullet when this happens, understandably.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is the database. So go between one platform or another, you don't have to convert the data. It's nice. So, I pay for the support and all that, so I should go for free when it's out. But I haven't, but you're right, I haven't not heard anything. I did get an email, I'm thinking about a month ago, saying they're getting a lot closer. And hope to have something very soon. Of course, they've been saying, like you said, they've been seeing that for a while. So, we'll see if it actually comes to fruition. I know they spent a lot of time on it. When I saw them at Dayton or whatever, and I know they were, you know, they were demonstrating it. So, we have beta versions of it anyways. Entering Pontiac in the rain here.
Yep, roger that. Well, they've been around a long time. Sounds like they're putting a lot of effort into it. Hopefully, well, if they were in Dayton and demoing, so they're definitely doing something. Hopefully it'll be a grandiose success, and then everybody can use it, and we'll all be happy. I have not bought into any of it yet, so I'll be fresh. if I decide to do it when it comes out. So, and Sean, I'm assuming you're on your way home now. And I just went out and got the mail. It's a slight drizzle here.
Yep, just rolling here along 16 miles. Same thing, light drizzle. It's all gray, everything's wet, drizzling. Temperature is up in the upper 30s, so everything's still a melting. And Phil, I tried dialing up your repeater, and it's a no-go up here by my shop. So whatever's happened, it's taken it down quite considerably. I assume you haven't been out to it based on that. So just you did say you were getting in the Pontiac, and I noticed you were a little crackly, which you would think you'd be pretty solid on the receive end. So were you on the were you on your machine, or were you trying to hold the Warren up there?
Yeah, I was on the Warren. This is my machine now. Should be pretty solid.
Yeah, you're golden. I just, all right, so when do you think you're going to get up there to take a look at it? I'm just real curious more than anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm going to try for tomorrow. Got some other things to do too. So, so Lisa tells me the antenna feed line is not the issue because the receive is fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kirk.
Oh, you guys can get caught up on that issue there. I'm just plugging away at my desk here, and my wife is pulling in. So I'm going to step out for a little bit. KG8BSI.
Okay. Well, here, let me drop down the little power here. Tell me how I sound here. Oh, sorry. Okay, how's it sounding right now?
Well, I'm driving, so my ability to critique to the most granular level is compromised, but it sounds like it's full quieting as best I can tell.
Yeah, okay. I'm able to monitor myself a little bit because of desensing, of course, so I can kind of hear myself coming back on the FBI. So I think the receipt's okay.
So how are you making it? I'm over here at probably about 30 watts. It's 16 at Dodge. Hello?
Yeah, you're making it in very copyable. It's a little big and frying, but yeah, that's good.
All right, and of course I couldn't hear it at all. I had to grab my portable real quick to hear you respond. So yeah, just not hearing it here. But, rolling 16-mile road here, Dodge Park, heading towards Van Dyke. And, receivers. The receiver benefits and all that. And it's a little bigger, you know. Something's not. You're going to have to try to get something a little bit more. I'm hoping you just need something a little bit more stable between the excited and the some sort of little IPA or something. Maybe something like I sent you a link to for a couple of bucks.
Yeah, I might have to go with something like that. So, something I can take less than a watt input and give me a couple, you know, 5 watts out, adjustable.
All right, let me switch back over to the Warren. So, yep, that'll probably do it. Although, you know, you got to go see. Got to go see what's going on, right? The only thing is, I don't think that PA of yours was intermittent. I don't think it's going to be suddenly putting out full power. But that could be bad. So let's just hope it's not that.
Yeah, ideally what I'd like to do is get that amp fixed, the one, the internal one. Might have to, I don't know, is TPL still even in business?
I have no idea. Yeah, no clue. So, you know, it's, you can find a, I don't know if that thing's, you know, is that thing somehow tied to your repeater? Is it part of it or something? Is it physically, you know, or is it a completely separate outboard? Because if you're running a completely separate outboard, I'd be all about keeping that Motorola in the mix. I wouldn't put that TPL back in. But you do got to get the intermediate PA situation satisfactorily under control.
Yeah, it's internal, but it's, you know, it's designed to fit right in the same case and everything and off the same power supply and everything. So, but it is a separate unit. The thought is I could take the exciter out of my desktop one, which puts out about 20 watts, and throw it in there. And I could probably feed the other one up directly from that, with, you know, knocking the power down. I don't know if that's possible or not, but that's the thought.
All right, I get it. Okay, yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I thought it was completely separate, just like the Motorola. So I get why you'd want to get that one fixed. You know, if it's been fairly reliable for you, and you can attribute your problems to lightning and a bad antenna, you really can't blame that on the amp. TPL is a fairly well-established and robust product. So, yeah, I could definitely see wanting to get that one fixed back up and getting that thing back together as intended. So that's different. I thought it was a completely outboard thing, and I couldn't understand why you wanted to run a completely outboard thing, you know, over a better completely outboard thing. But that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, take up a lot less of rack space, use one power supply instead of two, you know, a lot of reasons for doing that. Yeah, it was reliable for a long time, and just, you know, couldn't handle what the outside situation. All right, I'm just about back home here, so catch you later. See you Friday, I guess. 11:30.
Ah, so. So that's a confirmation. Okay, see you then.
All right. ABPR 73.
W8FU.
Yeah, I'm just getting home after a long day in Grand Rapids. It's KGO, South Dakota.
Are you still up north, or are you on your way back and down in the area?
It's about to pull in front of my house.
Well, that ain't a bad deal as long as you didn't leave at 2 o'clock this morning.
No, it's for the Grand Rapids at 8:30 after the dentist. And then I got done with the work quickly enough, and my friend out there was sick, so I'm like, I'm not stopping by, I'm going home. So, here I am.
Well, you're going to beat me home.
I'm just pulled into my little parking spot. I'm looking at my dog licking the front window, as usual.
Well, go get inside and give the window licker some love. Maybe I'll catch you later.
All right, boss man. Drive safe, take it easy, get home. Sounds like you had a long day, too. 73 in your final KCKGO.
Copy that, man. I'll catch you later. NADBS 73. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Anyone on tonight?
DOT monitoring mobile.
It's NHKPP.
Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu. CQ. For a quick radio check, Frankenmuth, Michigan. CQ. KF8DCZ, this is K8BB. Okay, copy into the repeater here, over. K8BB, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Charlie Zulu. Appreciate the information. I'm transmitting out of Frankenmuth, Michigan with a little vertical tram 14E. I just put it up today, checking it out. Running 50 watts, and kind of surprised that I got all the way into the. It looks like it's this is the Holly repeater, isn't it? Well, technically, I don't know. I'm on the West Bloomfield repeater, and it's linked with the Warren repeater and another repeater, and probably a Holly repeater. So there's a number of them linked together. But your signal to noise ratio is pretty good. You're getting in pretty strong. Audio quality is a little bit on the light side, but you're copyable.
Well, thanks, Don. I appreciate the comeback, and Roger that on the West Bloomfield. He must be jumping on the linking system. The one I'm transmitting on looks like it's on the Holly repeater. That's about the end of my distance. I think that's about 45 miles.
Okay. Yeah, if you're doing 45 miles to the repeater, then you're doing pretty well. The 50 watts and vertical antennas doing okay for you.
Appreciate the comeback, sir, and you have a great evening. 73 KF, KF8 Delta Charlie Zulu.
Very good, 73 K8DB.
KD2, PRH. This month, the MO, first time in
KEA-ZUW monitoring. KEAVUW, monitoring.